calling me Mickey. Well, I rah-rah, never was the icon issue. Harper's Bazaar, I'm covering the icon issue. I got issues. Yeah, bitch, I got issues. W, Vogue, Cosmo.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to I Got a Problem. My name is Sandra, and I'm here with
Annabelle.
Yep. And this week, we are discussing a very topic close to my heart. I will say that,
just because both of us really
we've had the experience just by being children of immigrants and, you know, immigrant as well. But before we start, if you haven't taken a second to review us on Apple Podcasts, please do. We will read your review, good or bad, and shout you out. Mm-hmm. Follow us on our public platforms, social media, I Got Problems Pod on all platforms. And if you want to find us on the 10, 12 platforms we are on, just put I Got Problems and it should come up. Or I Got Problems Pod, it should come up. Or just Google us, honestly. Mm-hmm. We're on there. So let's get to the point now. Today's topic is toxic family drama. So that's obviously, we don't have to tell you it's problematic. It's a problem. So it's a pretty big issue that shapes us from a really young age and sometimes basically makes you, I guess, deal with a lot more than you should a little too soon, sometimes too late. And a lot of times it makes you have these, I want to say, certain toxicities that you yourself,
negative outlook.
Yeah. And it's really just a dead end street that doesn't go anywhere good. So before we get into that, let me put some main pointers here. So being in a toxic family can be draining and detrimental to a child's growth, adults too, and can most times affect and shape a young adult's view on future relationships that they build. That's huge, because your environment, your family, they help you get to where you're supposed to, you know, get to. They build, teach you all that stuff. But if they are doing the complete opposite, you end up maybe from coping mechanisms. Sometimes you actually become the people that you dislike. And sometimes you try to be the complete opposite so much you go far left. Like it's really, I mean, there's no perfect parenting. There's no perfect like family, but there's toxicity that you should watch out for.
There are problems and there's toxicity. Exactly. I think they're on honestly two different levels. Like problems, you can talk about it, get over. Toxicity is who the person is, negative characteristics that are probably going to be hard to get rid of and change about a certain person. So I mean, let's get into it. I actually want to tell a little story here. So I try to keep it not long, but a family, an older family member of mine noticed me not getting along with one of my siblings. And, you know, he asked, like, how are we doing? I was like, you know, it's cool. Like, we say hi, bye, but we, like, we don't really talk to each other. We live in the same house. And that person was like, oh, you don't see a problem with that? I'm like, no. And he told me, well, you know, you're older. I get the you're older speech. Okay, and, like, I mean, I get that. But if my younger, if anybody's younger sibling is not willing to respect them, then it's, there's not going to be fruitful conversation.
Right.
And basically he said, you know, blood is thicker than water. I'm like,
I hate when they do that.
Yeah, that's true. But at the end of the day, the most liquid.
Doesn't mean, not, no, no. That doesn't mean room for a bunch. No. I don't accept that. Because there are people who are not your blood that treat you better than family.
Absolutely. And I've had that. Honestly.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, I love you.
So now, TV and movies love to show us what a perfect family should look like, right? Mm-hmm. All the little Seventh Heaven and all those shows.
Oh my God, this is us. Oh my God. You were having your last season. I'm about to
The last season?
Season, I think season four, like almost every single episode, I was crying. Like good crying. Oh my God. That's so fucking sweet.
It was
sweet.
Too sweet. It was just
even
so...
just thinking of it, it's like... I fucking love that show. I hate it because it makes me cry like a little bitch, but it's so such an emotional moment.
I can't watch like, this as us with other
crying
people
now. Yeah. Just me. I will not. I will not.
Just me.
I'm such a crybaby, but anyway.
So, but what if our family doesn't resemble what it is on TV, which usually is the case? What if our family dynamic is toxic? One way to cope with a toxic family is to learn boundaries and how to use them. If you don't know much about boundaries or are not the best at enforcing them, talking with a counselor might help you. Boundaries can be hard to put in place when you are not used to using them. So don't feel bad if you haven't had some success in creating and keeping boundaries, especially with your family. Because family, they like to cross lines. They like to cross boundaries. You put those boundaries up, they break it down and be like, what you thought this was? You know,
and
so,
the thing is because they know your family and it's harder for you to walk away from them. Basically, they know they can push your buttons a little bit harder than they would, like, maybe a coworker mm-hmm. or a friend or something
like
that.
You can ignore a coworker. You can stop being friends with a friend. But mm-hmm. family, it sucks. Even when you disown family, they're still there.
They're like, still your family.
You know, it's yeah. still blood. Like, you can't just stop that from happening.
Right.
There are many people who can choose to be in your life, and there are many people who you can get rid of if needed. You can pick your friends, and if there's a problem, you can always choose to part ways with those friends. Mm-hmm. However, you can't pick your family, and you can't leave them if you're a minor.
Yeah.
And if they're your only source of living, that also becomes hard. If they're paying for your lifestyle, that gets hard. Sometimes your family can have qualities that you don't like, and it can be hard to deal with them. Other times you're just unsure whether you live in a toxic family situation or not. I know for sure I do, or at least I used to. It's gotten better as I got older because I created those boundaries. But as a child, there were no lines that could not be crossed. Yeah. Anything was up for grabs, and they did it. I don't want to say it's because we're like immigrant parents just don't have those lines.
But let's be real.
I know that non-immigrant parents also have that. Like, I can speak for Black friends, and mm-hmm. they also have those issues. I can't speak for non-Black people, but I know that when you're immigrant, for sure, your parents do not have any type of boundary. Like, they will cross everything.
The more melanated you are, the more issues you have, just in general, yep. but also when it comes to family and boundaries, because I don't know what it is. Maybe because we're so busy fighting, systemic racism, mm-hmm. we don't have time to talk about... Mm. what a healthy family is issues. And what that look like, you know what I mean? So
yeah. So you just cope.
It is
cope.
What it is.
You cope with the outside issues, you cope with the inside issues, mm-hmm. and that's how usually you have mental breaks. So
yeah.
Something's got to give. So now, here are some signs of toxic family members. Number one, they are controlling. Mm-hmm. We don't have to tell you this. They try to tell you everything and you can't say anything back. Many teenagers call their parents controlling. But is it toxic though, or are they just controlling? Because mm-hmm. they're just controlling. Doesn't mean they're toxic. You just have a controlling parent. Mm-hmm. But there is, however, a difference in normal parenting and a controlling parent. When behavior becomes forceful or leaves somebody in fear, this is controlling.
Yeah, that's bad.
Exactly. Adults who are being controlled may not even realize it in the beginning, especially in relationship with your partners. Pay attention. Trying to persuade you to make decisions about your life that you aren't comfortable with, that is controlling. Using money or food as a means to have you do what they want, controlling. Installing tracking apps or devices in your vehicle or your phone without your knowledge. That is controlling. Checking your social media whenever they want. Ooh. Or having you give them their phone so they can check it, or having like scheduled checks in general.
Let me tell you how many times I unfriended my mom on Facebook because she always want to lecture me about everything.
That literally just happened to me last weekend. I can't unfriend her because she's like right there.
Right. But- Exactly.
No, she literally texted me. She was in the same house and she texted me. She's like, Sandra, can you, she screenshot. She was like, can you remove this picture?
Oh! Is it the one with your ass? I mean, there's so many.
No,
I got
it. No, it was the one I was just wearing. It was the one I actually just took. I was just wearing a bathing suit on the car.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. Just it's a nice picture. I like
no,
that.
She literally said, I don't like the fact that you weren't by the pool or the beach.
And you just wear this bathing suit. I mean, it's hot. It's literally the desert.
And I was like, Mommy, the pool is really like, I'm sorry that I didn't do a panoramic view so you can see everything next to me, but the pool was really right there.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I can't see the pool. Nobody can. We can't see the beach. So we just think you're in the middle of nowhere in a bathing suit. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, this is my page. She was like, well, nobody else has said anything. I'm just telling you right now, I don't like it. And I think you should take it off. And she kept going on and on. I was like, fine. I just went online and I deleted it immediately.
You know there's a way that you can, like, block
her. Yeah, but then there's other people I don't even know.
Aunties and uncles?
Yes.
Look, I went through my friend list, okay? Now, I probably don't have as many friends as you. I have, like, 600. I went through my friend list.
No, I have just about that much. I deleted all of them. I have probably like between 200 and 600. I don't have that many because I used to like 2,000. And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
So I just deleted all of them. Like, no, this is unnecessary. But most of them are now like church people, family. And it's just like, I'm this close to deleting my Facebook if it didn't have all my childhood albums from high school and shit. Yeah. I would have deleted it, but whatever. So like my mom just did that this weekend. Now she's just one of those African parents who cares too much about what other people think.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So that's enough. That's where she can be controlling. For the most part, she lets me do what I want. But in those areas of how people perceive her and her family,
yes,
she's very controlling.
Absolutely.
A controlling adult may try to tell you, tell another what he or she can do or wear with regards to clothes, jewelry, or makeup. Well, we just talked about that. Obviously,
one time my grandma called me a prostitute for wearing hoop earrings.
Yeah, my dad called my sister that too. Yeah.
For
yeah.
what?
She was dressed. She was wearing like this mini skirt and like this crop top about to go out and hang out with her friends. He was like, why are you dressed like a prostitute? Why are you dressed like a lady of the night going out into the streets?
Lady of the night.
Basically, they don't get along. They still don't get along because she will never forget that. And I'm like, that's how you create toxicity with your kids. Because now she will never let that shit go. Like that one time you called me a prostitute walking out the house. Just dressed. Yeah. All you could say is, hey, I want you to dress a little better. This right. is exposing a little too much. Like, you don't have to be out
fire
of
fire to the fuel.
Nope. He was aggressive and he chose the right. Now she will not forget. Now they don't get along. I mean, they don't get along for many different reasons.
Yeah.
But like he was one of those parents. Like there was many times he told her because she wasn't doing well in school. He was like, if you keep doing like this, you're not going to succeed in life. And you're not going to amount to anything. Blah, 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 blah. She amounted to something. And now yeah. they're not getting along. Because
your
it's like,
she's kicking ass.
Yeah. So it's like, you can't benefit from her.
She's really kicking ass.
You can't benefit from her now. And you can't, like, she's helping my mom. She's like mm-hmm. doing everything for my mom. And like, whatever my mom needs, she's like, here Aww. You want. And we and my sister, we do that for my mom. Like, I pay my mom's bills. We're all in the house.
What?
Yeah. But my dad literally gets nothing. Because he just sits there and just like, is jealous. Because I'm like, you grew up pushing toxicity on your children. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we have two more siblings. So I hope that he learns from the experience with us mm-hmm. grown to do better. Because you can't just do what you want and think it's not going to come back.
Yeah.
Like,
I actually want to bring up an important point. It made me think of something. Because you know the movie with Venus and Cerulean's father's coming out with Will Smith.
Oh,
and
Will Smith.
Yeah. yeah. A very interesting pick. I'm not going to comment on that too much. Yeah. But I want to ask you, like, you know, you have the Michael Jacksons and the Venus and Serena Williams. Do you think their parents being so hard on them and being toxic?
That's what my dad
made
said.
Them great.
Honestly, I don't think so. I think it was just mm-hmm. they didn't have much of a choice. And they had to find a coping mechanism. Michael Jackson found his.
Yeah.
And it ended up not working out in the end. Serena found hers. Venus found hers. But Venus is no longer in the game. So, like, we don't know to what extent
she's played recently.
But, you know what I mean? Like, in comparison.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
Serena, yeah.
So, it's like, and I'm not comparing siblings. It's just, like, to where they're at. The name that mm-hmm. pops up the most will be Serena.
Yeah.
But, like, my dad... He said in the beginning, he said, because I told him that I want to be a psychologist and a dancer in high school into college.
Nice.
And he was like, what? You're not, what? We're not paying for that. Like, you can go to school, but we're not, mind you, they still didn't pay for anything, but.
like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
It's the fact that he made it seem like, basically what they were saying was, we're not going to co-sign student loans for you if you choose to go on this path, which really didn't give me much of a choice.
That's so
what I wanted.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice in what I wanted to pursue, so I had to go to school to work in the scientific field because, I mean, I enjoy it, funny enough, but today he makes it seem like, if I hadn't told you to switch, you would have been struggling to get a job in psychology and being some dance teacher without money right now. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? You don't know what I could have done. Even where I'm at now was a struggle because you don't just come out of college with a science degree
and
get
a job. Yeah, no. It took me 6 years to get my current job, which is my dream job
now. They don't get it. When I first got out of college, I got a $17 an hour job, my first job, which is what most people
get. That's even lucky. I got $12.50.
This man was telling me how that was nothing. How would I accept a job paying me that little? Blah, 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 blah,
it's
blah.
Something right now. I mean, you got to pay your car note. You got to pay student loans. I mean, hey.
Like he was telling me like, you're doing nothing. You need to get a better job. Blah, blah, blah. If you had gone to nursing school, you would be making more.
Your father just doesn't seem like a very pleasant person.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's trying to be now that he's old, but I just think he doesn't have the energy to be toxic.
It's always like that, isn't it?
He just doesn't have the energy. If he was still like in his 40s, he would have the energy to still be toxic. But like he literally physically cannot carry all the toxicity within him anymore. He's gotten too old for that shit.
Good Lord.
So it's kind of harder. But I pray for those of you, like, if you can experience, if you know what I'm talking about, like, I pray for you out there because I get it. And some people are still, like, I have friends today who call me and, like, girl, how did you do it? How are you doing it? Because I cannot do this anymore. And I'm like, listen, just struggle. It's gotten to the point where I could have moved out of my house a while ago. I could have just not come back after college.
I did, and I came back.
I almost didn't come back after college, but I stayed. I created my boundaries. I had clear communication. I said, this is what you're not going to do. And all that while in the house. And now we understand each other. You approach me with respect, I'll give you the same thing. Because I tell you right now, you come to me and talk to me any type of way, I'd be like, what do you think this is? You're my parent and I respect you. But if you're going to do all this, you're crossing lines. Like, if you're going to go past this level, don't be shocked that I'm going to follow you there. Because I'm not doing this with you.
I tell my mom, like, because you know how you have those disrespectful aunties that like to comment on your body as
they still do. They still do.
Exactly.
I mean, you have a good body, so that's fine. Weight or you lost weight. For the longest time, they kept telling me that I was so small. You know, at one point, my mom wouldn't let me go to Nigeria because she said I was too skinny. I looked homeless.
Stop. I mean, you're not too skinny. You could
eat in college. I was 114 pounds. Ooh. So I was really small, and mind you, I was stressing because of school. I was in a double major, or a major and a minor, in both in science. And I had switched majors trying to get cope. I was struggling, and I was barely eating. I was slightly depressed, and my mom understood, but then she was like, "You can't come to Nigeria with us this summer, because if you go to Nigeria, you're gonna look like you're poor. You're gonna look like you're suffering and you're struggling." That's crazy. Literally, I stayed back that summer for summer school, and the rest of my family went to Nigeria.
No. That's crazy.
Yep. And now, till today, my mom doesn't like me going to the gym because she says I'm losing weight every time I go to the gym.
Consider yourself blessed. I wish I had that problem, honestly.
My mom doesn't work out. She does like those little TV workouts with the arm. Like,
Something. She looks good. Okay?
She doesn't want to lose weight. She's like, if I lose weight, I'm going to get skinnier. I can't. Good. That's our struggle in our family, is losing weight.
Like I said, I wish I had that problem. You said me gaining weight?
No, we're all trying to not lose weight. That's what I'm saying. So we keep losing weight too fast.
Right,
so
that's what I'm saying. That's a problem I would like to have. But with me, of course, it's a little bit of the opposite. If you don't know the Bouziers, we're quite thick people. You know, the Shanti tribe, you know how it is.
Big and wide. You know, I take your word for it.
Yeah, if you want to research a little bit about the Ashanti people, you know, you can kind of get an idea of Ghanaian girls in general. Not to brag. But no, I've had aunties, like, I get off the plane literally the next day. You gone too fast. Like, has your dad seen
Big Rod?
Did you make any comments?
Oh, wow.
Bitch! First of all, my dad loves me regardless. He's not my doctor. I mean, he's concerned about my health, yes, but like, who the fuck are you? You're not exactly a supermodel yourself, man.
The right to open their mouth to say things unsolicited. Like, who asked you? Do you not have tact? Close your mouth for once.
I tell my mom, listen, next time we go to Ghana together, aunties get disrespectful for me, do not be surprised.
Everybody's getting disrespected.
When I talk back.
Everybody from my mom's.
You might feel embarrassed. It is okay.
Redeemed Church.
But at the end of the day,
love talking, like, however. If you go to Redeemed Church, you know what I'm talking about. Most African people go to Redeemed Church here. So if you've been to Redeemed Church, you get it. None of those people have tact. They just open their mouth and talk. When they say some things, I'd be like, oh, really? And I talk right back. And I say it in the most respectful way possible. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're looking at oh, really? I didn't know. I mean, blah, 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 blah. You say something back smart, because at the end of the day,
you're looking real old.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
You look like you've been stressing a lot.
And they'll be trying to talk about what you were doing. Worry about your kids, sweetheart. Worry about your kids. Mm-hmm. Your kid is over here smoking weed on social media. Worry about him. Don't worry about me.
Clearly.
Okay? Do you know what their GPA is? How are they doing in college? Ooh. Have they been to church last week? Ooh. Worry about them. But no, they want to come and put all that energy on you. They can't control their kids, but they want to try to control you.
Can you imagine?
Wrong person. Mm-mm. But another sign of toxicity is they always blame you. Individuals who engage in toxic behavior rarely see the wrong that they do. Also part of narcissism. They do, nevertheless, find it easy to find fault in others. Mm. Those crazy aunties that are always there to point fingers.
I'm going to call some people out, but I'm only going to listen to this podcast, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
When toxic relationships occur within a family, one family member can blame the other for their problems rather than taking responsibility for their own actions that may have contributed to the problem. They'll tell you why you could have, should have, would have, but nothing about what they, like, oh, have you ever heard an African person apologize? That shit is
That's a good question.
That is so rare. Like, I've never heard somebody say, oh, I'm so sorry for this. Oh, you're right. It's my bad.
Unless maybe they've been in America for a long time. Have been accustomed to, I guess, American way of doing things, or just grew up in America, or maybe just somewhere that's more so westernized than not. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening.
I really wish I could find something. Like, I mean, they're out there, I'm sure, but it's just a really low percentage, probably. Mm. They make threats. Family members don't have to engage in physical altercations or follow through with the form of punishment for it to be considered toxic behavior. At times, simply threatening another family member can be a form of toxic punishment. If you don't do this, this will happen. If you don't make me food right now, you will not get to go out for the weekend, or blah, 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 blah. The fear that the innocent party feels after being threatened by a family member is real. They feel that fear. It makes them not want to do certain things. It makes them do certain things. It's like, it's a form of control. If somebody's threatening you, forcing you to do things you don't want to do, then that's a form of control they have over you.
I feel so much for firstborn daughters. My older sister is one.
Bruh, I struggle. Like, the amount of weight God they put on you.
You are the third parent. You don't have an option.
I stopped parenting after my little sister, like, mid, because I went to college. My little brother was born. I told my mom, that's all you. I'm out. Because I was in college. She had the kid while I was in summer school. I was like,
that's such a big age gap. Like, your mom is really trying.
Huge. 20 years, man.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yep. Yeah. I'm a parent to him. I can't be his friend at this point because I'm basically a parent.
Literally.
There is no friendship that we can grow.
Yeah.
Within,
even it's my like you're more so an aunt than
exactly,
anything.
Exactly. So I'm more of a scolding personality with him because I'm always like, you're doing this wrong. Oh, stop or don't, you know.
He's a child.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh, let's go play together. Like, what do you think this is? The really. Closest to him is my sister who's 16. That's okay. The next best, you know?
Yeah.
And even then she's annoyed about having a little brother, but it is what it is. It's too late now.
Yeah, parents tried until they got a boy.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy.
I didn't even expect it. My mom was like, when she was pregnant, she was like, I'm going to be so angry if this is another girl. Because I didn't do all this to come to imagine a fourth girl at 45. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
She was lucky. God was like, oh, don't worry, I got you. Stop stressing. Because when she found out, she was like, oh, my God. Like, at least there's, you know, like, it's not the same thing over. I felt bad for her too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know that's she wasn't trying. 45. It was definitely a surprise.
Yeah, she's really trying.
She was fine with three girls. That baby was a surprise. So
I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too late now, but it is what it is. They are always critical towards you. A toxic family member seems as if they can never be satisfied, no matter what the accomplishment of the other family members are, how well adjusted they are in life. The toxic person will always find a way to criticize and undermine the other person's character. This is why I definitely believe my dad is toxic. Big time, because this is literally all signs of who he is. And I've had to find the way.
He can listen to this podcast.
He can listen to it. I already told him. This is the only way I can find. Like, I found ways to cope with the mentality and cope. Mm-hmm. Like, I've told him multiple times, this is what you're doing and this is what it causes. Don't be shocked at the way I react to how you act, because this is the outcome of your actions. And they really will argue with you about why that's not true. And I'm like, bro, I'm literally.
They will. Yeah. At that point, I don't even try anymore. Look. I'll tell you about yourself. Whether you want to listen to me or not.
I've done my best. I'll pray for you. That's it. Yeah. But don't stress me out. Stay over there. You have issues.
When multiple people are saying the same thing about you, you don't take heed. You are the problem.
They won't get it. They won't get it. And the last sign of a toxic family member is how they are dismissive of your feelings. Of course. Like I just said, you tell them how you feel. They're like, that's not true. You're joke, like they try to turn it around. Also, these are also signs of a narcissist. So you can also have a toxic family. Usually if they're toxic, they're probably narcissists in some type of way. Just undiagnosed. A close family member will encourage one another if you're really that good of a family. But family members will listen to you as you express your feelings and offer support in difficult times. A toxic family member, on the other hand, will show little, if any, concerns for your feelings. In fact, they will try to turn it around and make it seem like it's your fault. Like, why did you bring this up? If you hadn't done this and this, this wouldn't have happened. That's pretty much how you know. If any of these sound familiar, you might just have a toxic family member. And you should probably just have a conversation with them, although that can be hard because once again they might not take responsibility, but at least you know you had a conversation and you told them how you felt. So now, how to deal with a toxic family member? Set boundaries, like we said. One of the most difficult things to do, especially if you're afraid and if you've been threatened for most of the relationship and you've always been on the receiving end of the toxicity, it can be very difficult to create boundaries because you're probably afraid. Like, how do I tell them how I feel without them thinking, or how do I, without them, and then if you're still in the stage of receiving from them, maybe they're still paying for your lifestyle, it's very difficult to set boundaries. They'll be like, they will easily threaten you with the things they're giving you.
I'm gonna take this away, I'm gonna take that
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
Manipulative.
Like, I'm paying for this and this and this, and you have the audacity to talk to me like this, you must not want blah, 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 blah.
First of all, I asked to be put into this world, so you have to provide for me,
to be
okay?
Born.
Listen.
Please, you
I ain't
brought
paying
me here.
No kind of bills, no kind of rent before 18.
You
and
forced
after
me
that, look.
Out of the womb. I was rich, like relaxing, and chilling, and you dragged me out into the world, and now you want me to pay for my lifestyle? Please, please. I was free of charge, living in the womb. Yes. I didn't have to be here, even as a sperm rolling around, minding my business.
Stop.
And now I'm in this world, and now I breathe air, and I have to pay bills. Like. I'm not okay with this at all. Like, I want to talk to the manager. Shit is not cool. It's not cool.
Oh,
I saw a tweet like that. Like, I can't believe
that.
You wake up and I have bills?
Like, I didn't have to be here.
Like, why have to pay to live? Living
like,
is
honestly,
free. Like, why?
Oh my God.
I'm so sick of this shit. So set boundaries. After talking with one another about concerns, if you can, it's time to set healthy boundaries for what behaviors are acceptable and not within the family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it at a family cookout. It's going to get real ratchet.
Oh, Medea's from you.
Yeah, don't do
it. That shit was entertaining, though.
Because then you have other family members who jump in and it's not their business.
Gossip.
You
like
want to have
talk.
One-on-one conversation. or at least with the people you trust, close-knit, even mm-hmm. if, you know, do maybe an intervention, something, but just don't do it in a large group because people might not take your side. Mm-hmm. Because if you're around multiple toxic family members, you will not win this battle.
Yeah.
So try to determine the source of the toxic behavior. Yes, you can be understanding, but still draw a line. For some, toxic behavior has become a way of life for them, which is what I think my dad's situation is. That's the way he grew up. He had to be a certain type of way to endure the struggles that they endured. I understand.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can be toxic. Yeah.
Break generational curses. Like, that's a problem.
Can we just do
that? We have. I don't know. People don't want to do the work. People don't want to admit they have mental issues. They don't. Things they had to, trauma they had to deal with in the past, they need to correct now in this time in their adult life. They don't want to admit to that. And it's so sad. Yep. It's really unfortunate.
And at other times, there may be underlying conditions because, you know, we already talked about the episode of mental health and Black people and it being a stigma in the Black community. So things don't get diagnosed.
Yeah.
So they could also have mental health illnesses and you don't know. Maybe bipolar disorder, where they just snap at you and one day and then the other day they were really happy and want to take you out for ice cream. That may be a cause of the behavioral disturbances, but that doesn't mean you should still endure the toxicity. Oh, I understand that they're blah, blah, blah because of this. So I'm just going to be quiet because I understand their struggles. Like, one day it may be really difficult for you to see like the truth and eventually it might affect you in a bad way and you don't want to take the far end and make the bad decision as an outcome of their, you know, issues. So make the decision by choice to talk to them, sit with them, determine why they're toxic, but still discuss that they are toxic. Don't just be like, okay, I know why they're toxic. Now I'm quiet and sit on the corner and just hope for the best until I get out of this situation. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people think that way, especially with family. Like, when I move out, I'm going to be free. You know, like, that's like what you're looking forward to, but you're still going to, they're still family. Like, you still have to see them. When you move out, doesn't mean the relationship with your family stops. You still have to address it.
And the thing is, if you move on to get married and have grandchildren, it's like you feel so conflicted about, you know, not allowing your grandchild or your child to have that relationship with their grandparent because they might act differently.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know parents that were so strict to their kids, but with their grandparents, it's like all rules are out the window. Right. They let them run around, do anything, eat ice cream at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things.
So. Yeah, I hate to see those kids, especially at the airport. So annoying.
Oh my God,
like, shut the hell up. But so another thing you can do is don't be afraid to be independent. This does not apply for minors. Obviously, you cannot be independent. If you want to be independent legally, you will have to go file for emancipation with the courts, which can be hard. You have to do that under 18. If you're 16, 17, your toxicity is just that bad, you got to go. Please, you have to find proof of reasons of your family being toxic. Legal reasons.
Find a decent relative that you might be able to stay with for a few years. Hopefully, it's not that long.
Not
a few years. Yeah. Few months until you go off to college.
And that person can also file for emancipation and choose to be your guardian legally.
Yeah.
So you can get out of that situation. But unfortunately, a lot of minors have no choice. Were you ever threatened with being sent back to Africa by your parents?
Surprisingly, no. I wasn't a terrible child. I didn't have my issues. There are more so mental
Anything
health issues than me being like a bad child.
You were so scarred.
My older brother did though. He actually did get sent back at least twice.
I know friends in church where they sent it. They're like, this is too much. You're gonna go back. You're gonna go learn a lesson. And they really did come back being like better.
I mean, of course, you know.
Like, that lifestyle is totally different.
It's very humbling.
Very humbling. So, when they always, and especially because I came from Nigeria, so I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. So when they threaten us, like, we're going to take you back, I'd be like, oh my God, no, please, no.
Lord.
So they used to threaten us all the time. So.
Now I actually want to go. Like, I look forward to going to Ghana.
Yeah.
I think because of that reason, because it wasn't ingrained in me that, it's a place of punishment. You
it's
know
not
I mean?
Really. It's just a lifestyle is different from here. So you don't get the amenities and the freedom.
Amazon.
And they can scold you publicly and everybody would be like, yep.
A government funded postal service.
Yeah, they don't care. So
an actual address.
Yeah. You might have to go to a PO box and pick up your mail in one center.
Yeah, you have to go to the mail center to pick up your mail.
And your stuff might be lost or stolen, so you couldn't have a guarantee.
I wouldn't want to buy your shit.
That's how people would be like, can you bring me stuff from America? So when you come back, you can bring it in the suitcase because they can't trust the mail service.
Exactly.
So sad. It's so sad. No one severing ties is necessary. Mm-hmm. While no one wants to think about cutting communication with a loved one, then when emotional or physical well-being is at risk, it may be a necessary step. Like we said, emancipation for minors might be the key, or just moving out or leaving the situation entirely for you as an adult.
Mm.
Sometimes you want to work on it, but you've spent 10 years working on it, and you can see now at 28, 29, 30, your parents are not going to change. Then it's time to go.
Yeah.
You love your family, but you can love them from afar.
Yeah.
And just keep them at arm's length. I just... Mm-mm.
Keep
I love y'all, but I'm gonna be at the cookout once a year, and that's it. I'm gonna call you on the phone, see how you're doing. That's it. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with your mental health because you want to be the good person. Because at the end of the day, it's not gonna pay you nothing to be the good person if you are also putting yourself at risk. You know, emotionally, mm-hmm. mentally, physically, like, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Now, the last one, if all those things fail, even if they don't fail, seek help.
Yeah.
Dealing with toxic family dynamics can be difficult. For some, it's very hard to set boundaries like we talked about, or cut ties like we discussed. Mm-hmm. And with someone you love, it's even with the husband, even step parents, adopted parents, real parents, it's as long as there's that huge connection, love, family, or just blood. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So we get it, but seek help. Get it, like we said at the beginning, a counselor can help. Mm-hmm. Get your therapist, talk to them. They can advise you on what to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your therapist can actually write you notes and support you in court when you want to file for emancipation or just legally separate yourself, mm-hmm. because they're there. As long as they file for subpoenas and whatever, I get it, because therapist stuff is confidential. But usually, if you really want to get out of it, there are ways to get out of it. But that should be your last resort after trying everything else that doesn't mm-hmm. work. But yeah, I don't know if I have any questions. Do you have questions? Because this is all I had. Like, it was more so of a talking thing.
Yeah.
Trying to give people advice on. Because I know a lot of people have toxic family members. And
right.
It doesn't usually get better.
No,
you just have to get out of it by force. Or stay in
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes people grow up, go mature, and they realize they're next to death. And like, you know what? Maybe I should.
That's when they want to be better. When they're about to die.
Pretty much.
Now you have a moment of realization and you realize what you did for the past 60 years, tormenting people around you, and now in bed.
I mean, it's true, though. It really is.
Oh, I hate that. Like, why didn't you figure that shit out before you were dying?
Mm.
We could have built a relationship before you died.
Right, instead of having all those time, those years wasted, unfortunately.
So annoying. But yeah, that's about it, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you have any comments about your toxic family, comment on our IG post or send us a message or on this episode on Apple Podcasts and a review. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it because, you know, I know I'm not alone. I have too many friends out here who have toxic family members. And you don't have to be a child of an immigrant to know what toxic family
Absolutely.
Members are. So if you can relate, let us know.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's it. So resources for this week, how to support Black Lives Matter. We have a link for that. Therapy sources, primary care physician, employee assistance programs, and therapyforblackgirls.com. I don't know if they actually charge money on therapyforblackgirls.com, but I know you can find resources on there. So click on it. You don't have to pay for anything. Just scroll through the website. I'm sure you'll find something you like. And even though it says therapyforblackgirls.com, black men can also use it. There are general sources on there. There's just general information that's not for black women, but, you know, it's built for black women. But, you know, you support us, you support yourself. Same
Absolutely.
Shit. And then we have self-defense owned by black women. It's called Beyond Defense. We have a link for that to protect yourself out here. And then the other links are for the information I listed and the tips for mental health, which Annabelle will say right about now.
Okay. So the mental health tip of this week is an actual quote from Albert Einstein. And he says, anyone who has ever made a mistake has never tried anything new. And I love that. Like, people think failure is a negative thing. It's really just another way to learn that this way doesn't work.
Can't play it safe all the time.
Always, yeah.
Like, if you aren't failing, then you're not trying. Like,
oh,
especially with job interviews.
That.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yes.
Job interviews, you will literally get 20 no's before you get a yes.
And let me tell you, each interview you go to, you get a no. It's practice for,
it's
you know, another job that you
That's all I take it for. When I start looking for jobs, I start 6 months before. Because within the first 3 to 4 months, it's no, 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 no. Because those first few months, I am practicing the skill that I probably forgot for the past 2 years.
Yes.
My first job interview, I'm like, shit, I could have done better.
Oh,
it's cool, though. The next one, I'm prepared. The next one, I'm prepared. The next one, I got notes. The next one, I memorized. The next one, and then before you know it, I'm spitting straight facts.
Yes.
Like, what's up?
I'm
know
ready.
What? Job offer. So, yeah, definitely don't give up. Start somewhere. You'll fail a few times, but you get it.
Yeah, try something out of your comfort zone and make sure to make room for adventure and excitement in your life.
Right. So, yeah.
Hot girl summer.
Right, hot girl summer.
Mine's been very lukewarm, actually. I'm not mad at it, though.
It is what it is. Mine has only been hot because I've been out of country. But
like,
for the most part, ain't shit happening. You're just shaking ass in the
That's
butt.
Still a hot girl summer. Like, hey, he's doing shit.
I mean, it's hot girl summer here because it's humid and hot.
That's true.
And uncomfortable and nasty. But I'm here with y'all.
Yeah.
So, no, I guess whatever.
For how long?
Until I can afford the next flight.
Yeah.
I gotta get out when I can't.
True.
Well, yeah, thanks, guys. And we'll see you on the next episode of I Got Problems.
And I hope you were able to solve another one of your problems today.
Bye.
Bye.